So it was a decent first half for Napa. They're down by six, but they're certainly in this game. And they did have several close-in shots that they just weren't quite able to put in. Now, part of that was Petaluma's length, as there were a couple times that inside under the basket, the Petaluma team made the Napa shooter change the angle of their shot. But some of them were just were makeable, wide-open shots that they just couldn't quite get to go down. So if they get those going down in the second half, Napa still has an excellent chance to pull off a victory here on this senior night and finish strong. As we mentioned before, it's extremely unlikely that Napa will be invited to the section playoffs. So this is their Super Bowl tonight. This is their chance to get one final victory. And 8-18 will go down a lot better than 7-19. And 4-8 in league will go down better than 3-9. Last year, Napa was undefeated in the league and won the championship. But this year, injuries have caused them to struggle a little bit. But as we mentioned, they'll have a strong team coming back next year and could very well end up right back at the top. So we've got some young folks out here taking a few practice shots at the hoop while our two teams are in their locker rooms getting some halftime instructions. We have about 4 minutes to go in the overtime period, at least until the horn goes off. And it certainly has been an enjoyable basketball season, and we certainly hope to have some games. We definitely have some broadcasts still coming up. We have a Napa College broadcast, a game that we'll be doing. We have two different prolific prep basketball games that we're planning to broadcast. And we're hoping to have some section playoff games. We believe the section brackets are going to come out on Sunday. So at that point, we'll find out where there might be some games available that we are able to broadcast. And so are we going to be able to do that? Nope. We'll save that interview with Darcy for another time. Maybe we'll be able to share it with our listeners on the Sportsline show on Saturday, which I will be hosting. I'll be the guest host. It should be good. There's certainly a lot to talk about. It's a shame we won't have those pairings till Sunday, because it would be great to share those with our listeners on Saturday. But we'll certainly have plenty to talk about during the sports line. That's 9 to 10 Saturday morning on KVON.
Yeah, we're sorry that we missed the interview with Darcy. But we were talking about the spring sports that are getting underway this week, and there are a bunch of spring sports, winter sports, closing regular season this week. We'll be back with the second half tip-off as it's Petaluma Trojans leading Napa High here at halftime, 20-14, and what is the final in regular season basketball for the current season. Well, we start the second half, Napa with the basketball to get play underway as they quickly get the ball into the forecourt. Greenlee takes it toward the right of the key. He starts to drive, then a pull-up jump shot rims, no good. Rebound is bounded around, taken by Jack Jagir. Gets it out to Oda. A pass underneath intended for Gorman. He could not get to it, and it soars out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover to get underway here in the third quarter of our ball game. In the meantime, Petaluma brings the ball in the forecourt. Napa does a nice job of transition, getting back on defense, preventing a fast break going the other way. As Vintage is playing tonight, or they're playing Friday night, hoping for a win. There's a shot up and good by Petaluma to make it 22-14. Napa in the forecourt is going to take a timeout as Zach Cook did not like the way that things started out there in this quarter. Well, Ben, what are your thoughts at this stage in league play?
Well,
So there's a timeout now with a 22-14 score. This is a senior night at Napa High with six seniors, five juniors, and one sophomore on the varsity roster for Zach Cook's team. For the Navy and gold, Petaluma Trojans have just two seniors, nine juniors, though. Wow, heavy laden in junior. Their two seniors are Ryan Sullen, who's a good ball handler, and Alex Siegler, who is a 6'5", 180 pounder, does a nice job off the backboard. So losing a couple regulars, but they've got a lot coming back. Gorman with the ball. Napa down by eight, wanting to get a basket here. Ruiz drives in. He goes up. He shoots. Scores. Penetrated in the middle. Got the little elbow jumper away. And that makes it 22-16. Forecourt for Petaluma is Sullivan on the right side now. Napa's in a man-to-man defense. And there's a shot up over the defense. No good. Rebound scramble for underneath. Put up and in on a nice play by Julian Garanhan. Just a junior, but got some good size there. He's 6'5". Oda coming down. Over to Jagiri. To Ruiz. Now they pass it around. Good teamwork there. To Greenlee. Up with a shot and scores. Greenlee gets, or check it, that was not Greenlee, but Gorman. Gorman got the pass there from Greenlee and made the basket. And that makes it 24-18. Turnaround jumper from 10 is good in the middle. Cole Garzoli got in the middle and just a little 10-foot turnaround jumper. Greenlee coming down, pull-up jumper, no good at the other end of the court. And Petaluma gets the defensive rebound and hurries it up into the forecourt. Spreading it around now. Napa stays in a man-to-man. It'll be a sagging man-to-man to clog up the middle. Pass goes in the middle. Turnaround jumper is no good by Garanhan and rebounded by Napa. Had a little daylight. Over now, there is a three-point attempt up. No good by Gorman. The long rebound caroms out of bounds. It'll be Petaluma's ball. Oda is being replaced. Will Marseille coming into the game. And Seidler, the senior, back in for Petaluma. He'll be working in there against Jack Jagir of Napa. Ruiz comes out, and Jack Hunter back in for Napa. A couple of changes there in the lineup. Coming down, Cortez puts it up, no good. Rebound, no good, but a foul is called. Seidler was in the good offensive rebounding position there to get that rebound, and was fouled as he started to go back up for the tap-in. He'll get two shots. The two teams low scoring in that first half. First free throw rolls around, rolls off the left, no good. Napa has Jagir underneath the basket on the left side and Gorman underneath on the right side for rebounding purposes here on the next free throw attempt, which is good. So that makes it a 27-18 Petaluma lead, and Napa brings the ball forecourt where Greenlee is going to get double teamed. Goes over now to Hunter. He'll try a three. Good again. That's his second three-point basket that Jack Hunter has made in this game. Napa needed that. They're down by six now. They had dropped down by nine. Want to stay in that single-digit territory and make a comeback. Ortiz drives his shot. Is blocked, and Gorman gets the rebound. I think Jagir is the one that got the block on that, and Gorman got the rebound, and Napa gets the ball back. Greenlee, double team. Over now to Gorman. Drives in, goes up, just missed the shot. Rolls off the rim. Taken there by Gottschalk for Petaluma. Brings it front court. He looks at a three, but doesn't take it. In the middle, there is a whistle and a travel. Or either a travel or an offensive foul. They're going to call it an offensive foul, I think, now. On using his elbow. So Alex Seidler called for the personal foul. Coda is back into the Oda is back in. Oda replaces Greenlee for Napa High. So Oda was not out of there very long at all. Takes it over to Gorman. Now Napa with the ball midway through the third quarter, down by six. Oda directing traffic now with the offense. To Hunter, he would like to take a three. He doesn't. Passes underneath the Dallas. Out to Marseille. Drives in. Goes, feeds underneath. And a good pass, but a shot missed by Gonzalez. Rebound taken by Petaluma. Trojans picking up the tempo a bit now as they get the ball to Cortez in the left of the key. Now it goes to the right of the basket and then flips it over in the left-hand corner. They flip it around there, trying to find somebody open. There's a reverse. That is good. What a twisting reverse layup there by Alex Seidler. That makes it 29-21. Oda throws nearly threw the ball away, but good retrieve by Jack Hunter there. Hunter playing a good ball game here for Napa. And Gorman tries a three. No good. You'll see Spencer Gorman attempt too many three-pointers, but he is really tough off of the backboard. Ball underneath, the shot blocked. What a foul call. They had the big boy going up for the shot. Seidler hit his shot blocked, but was fouled by Oda. Oda called for the personal foul. It's his first, team's first here. Or check it, it's the second one here in the second half for Napa High. As we have played about 5 minutes here in this third quarter of play, Petaluma with the ball and the lead and a couple free throws coming, the first one of which is good. Free throw shooter is Alex Seidler. Oda coming back out of the lineup. Gorman coming out. And Hunter coming out. Van Zandt is back in. Ruiz is back in. And Greenlee back in for Napa High. And the free throw is good. So he goes 2 for 2 that time. And it makes it a double-digit lead now of 10 points, of 31 to 21. 11 points in this quarter compared to 6 points for Napa. There's a pull-up jumper. Good left baseline by Logan Van Zandt. Napa's going to get more aggressive on the defense now as Petaluma brings the ball quickly in the forecourt to try to avoid getting the trap in the backcourt. And shooting a three, hitting flange, no good, was Gottschalk. Fast break the other way, and they can't save it. Ruiz tried, but it was too far ahead of him and couldn't get a hold of it. It goes out of bounds to Petaluma. Petaluma at midcourt had nearly lost the ball. And they do. Greenlee gets it. He's double-teamed right away. Passes over to Ruiz. Ruiz will bring it across the timeline. Gets a block. Rolls on the block. Keeps the ball on the dribble. Now a pull-up jumper is good. Danny Ruiz took advantage of a pick that was set for him. And kept the dribble going and blocked off his man and then took a elbow jumper and hit. And a full timeout is asked for as we're at 2 minutes to go in the third. We'll be back in a moment with the score here at the Messner Gym on senior night is Petaluma Trojans 31, Napa High 25. Well, it's Napa on the defense now as they're picking up Petaluma full court. They're using the trap. Petaluma wanted to avoid that, but Napa's going into the trap. Petaluma breaks it, though, as they bring the ball into the forecourt. Napa gets back now, sets up as far as double-teaming the ball and tying up. They were converting around Ryan Giacomoni and were able to put him in a vise and tie him up. So the alternate possession arrow will favor Petaluma this time. As we're in the third quarter here at the Messner Gym, the finale of regular season high school basketball. There's a three-point attempt, nothing but net there on a good shot by Ryan Sullivan, a swisher. And quickly down Greenlee, he tries a three and nothing but net there. He returns the favor right away. Way to hit him there for Braden Greenlee. Makes it 34-28 now. Napa doing a good job of getting back again. There's a shot from the left corner for three. No good. And a long rebound comes out to Petaluma. They retain possession. And underneath the shot up, no good. That foul on the rebound coming over the back. Looked like Alex Seidler is going to be called for the foul. Joe Laliberte comes back in for Marseille. Napa will have Ruiz and Greenlee in the backcourt. They have Laliberte and Van Zandt, along with Tony Gonzalez on that front line when play resumes. And for Petaluma, Eric Perez, a 6-foot junior, makes his first appearance in tonight's game. We're in the final minute of the third quarter, 34-28, a 6-point lead for Petaluma. Napa High's Ruiz brings it down right side to Van Zandt. Back out, lobbing it over to Greenlee. Greenlee looks for an opening, tightly guarded there. He's one-on-one at this point, starts to drive in now. He's double-teamed, gets to Ruiz, back to Greenlee. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Laliberte, back to Greenlee. Oh, 4 seconds, turn around, jump shot, rims. Good. Well, Van Zandt had it just trickle in. That makes it a 4-point game. And pass goes into the left-hand corner for a 3-point attempt. Up, no good. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Rebound to Petaluma. Comes out between circles now. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Going up with a shot that's off mark. Van Zandt for the rebound at the buzzer. Well, Napa came to life there in the latter stages of that third quarter after getting a slow start. And that ends the quarter. Napa scored 16 points in that quarter, two more than they did in the entire first half, while Petaluma scored 14 points in the quarter. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this from the Sports Boosters. Well, we'd like to thank our engineer, Sean Tooker, as comes in and helps get us on the radio and get our sports broadcasts on. So, Sean, just so you know that we appreciate you here courtside. As Napa trying to get to back in this contest, down by just 4, and they have the ball to open up the fourth quarter. So play is underway, 34-30. Petaluma with the lead. Ruiz with the basketball. Used up the dribble, so has to pass the ball. Goes to Laliberte. Laliberte, angle right side. Free throw line extended area. Bad pass by, and it's intercepted. And kind of a semi-fast break coming the other way now, as the guy that made the interception, Ron Housen, passes it into the ball in the right-hand corner, working it around the perimeter. Out the top, there's a 3-point attempt. It's up. It's no good by Giacomoni. Rebounded by Van Zandt for Napa to Ruiz. He may go all the way. He drives. He goes up. And a charging foul is going to be called, an offensive ball control foul on Ruiz. I think Ruiz is going to come out now. Just his second foul. Oda is back in for him. Oda's been in and out a bit.
He has been, and he's a vital cog that they're going to need, Napa, that is, if they're going to pull this out.
Napa on the defense, getting very tenacious out there now with a double-teaming opportunity when they can present it. Pass comes over the left side now to for Muzzin underneath. Can't get a shot away, but a whistle is called. It's away from the ball, and let's see. Must have been a turnover underneath there or something, or 3 seconds in the lane. I'm not sure what the call was. I missed it from the official.
I didn't see it either, Ira.
Oda brings the ball front court for Napa. Needing a basket here, down by 4 points. Comes over, Laliberte fires from the left corner, no good. And the rebound comes out to Petaluma. Petaluma in the backcourt has some trouble, a little bit of trouble with the double-teaming defense. Driving in, going up, shooting, and just missing was Gottschalk, but was fouled on the play by Spencer Gorman. They'll put Gottschalk at the line for Petaluma. He'll have 2 free throws coming. In JV action, Petaluma won 56-51. Final in that JV game. Free throw is good. The first of 2. Senior night for the varsity. Here's Ryan O'Connor coming into the game for the first time. He's a junior. O'Connor is in for Napa. There's the next free throw. That is good. So 2 for 2 at the free throw line for Liam Gottschalk. And Napa down by 6 now. Odom, forecourt, right side, quarter court. Comes in on the angle. He's cut off, and so he can't get the shot away. Passes back out. Goes over to Van Zandt, to Jagir. Jagir is double-teamed. Finds Van Zandt. He missed the shot going in for the layup. It was fouled on the play. The personal foul against Ryan Giacomone will send Logan Van Zandt to the free throw line to shoot 2 shots. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Napa looking for their first points in the quarter. And Van Zandt puts it up and it scores. Logan had a sister that was outstanding at Napa High in sports, Madison Van Zandt. He's back at the line. This free throw is also good as he goes 2 for 2. And it makes it a 36-32 score. Petaluma met at midcourt by a double-teaming nature by the Napa defense. Pass goes into the right corner. 3-point attempt is up, no good. Rebound up, no, but a foul on Oda, I believe, underneath. Getting good position was Eric Perez. And coming over his back was Oda. Got to put Perez at the foul line for 2 free throws. Petaluma came into the game at 16-8. They were 7-3 at one point. They were 6-0 in league the first time through, had not lost. But then they lost 3 of their next 4 games, winning only against Casa Grande. And they lost 3, including a tough loss last week to American Canyon, which Vinny's plays on Friday night to close out the season. Free throw is good. The second free throw by Perez. Now there's going to be a timeout taken by Petaluma. It's going to be a full timeout. So with 5:44 to go, timeout. And it is 37 for Petaluma, 32 for Napa. Well, the Napa defense is stiffening up here. They're going into more pressure defense and trying to apply the trap full court when they can.
Yep, and they're going to have to do that. Although, I mean, at this point, they don't have to do anything too crazy defensively. They still have plenty of time. If they can get stops and make baskets, there's plenty of time for the Grizzlies to come back. However, if they think their best chance is to press on defense, they can certainly do that.
Oda brings the ball in the forecourt. Napa with the basketball down by 5 as he takes it over the right side. Now they get it to Gorman. Gorman spins around, pivots off of that left foot, used up the dribble, so has to find someone to pass to. He's double-teamed now, finds Oda. Oda back out the top of the key, starts to drive down the left of the lane, gets it over to the left corner to O'Connor, back to Oda. Oda on the weave, gives to Greenlee. Greenlee back to Oda. He's got a little daylight, drives in, the ball is punched away, but a foul's going to be called. Maybe 2 shots for Oda. The foul on Eric Perez, I think. Yeah. So Oda will shoot 2 free throws. The first one is good. Pressure-packed free throws coming down the stretch here. Just over 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a 4-point game. Oda back at the line. His free throw is good. That makes it 37-34. There's Napa using that full court trip and the ball is punched away by Oda. Goes out of bounds. Bermundez back in there now, trying to get the ball for Petaluma. He does. He'll be trapped in the backcourt. Finds someone open, though, in the forecourt. Gets it right back to Bermundez. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Pass goes underneath. The shot up good. Oh, nicely done to Alex Seidler, who laid it in. Boy, they worked that to perfection. After coming into the forecourt now, Greenlee looks for a block. Gets it, rolls in, goes up, shot blocked, but a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Seidler. It'll be 2 shots for Greenlee. That is the fifth foul on Zeidler. So he is fouled out of the game. The big 6'5 senior taking his place will be Ryan Sullivan. Sullivan's the other senior on this Petaluma squad. Greenlee back at the foul line, and he scores the first free throw. Back into the lineup for Napa is Jack Hunter. He replaces Logan Van Zandt. Hunter has played a good game. He's had a couple three-point baskets in the contest. Next free throw is rolling no good by Greenlee, and the rebound is cleared out of there by Petaluma. Napa's using just a man-to-man press, now not a trapping defense in the backcourt. And Petaluma hurries up. The turnaround jumper is up and good by Esteban Bermudez. And timeout. Let's see if this is going to be a timeout or a 30-second timeout. And it's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take time. 4:22 to go. We're in the fourth quarter, and it's 41-35 Petaluma. Well, Dino, what's been happening here in this fourth quarter?
Well, interestingly enough, for a while there, neither team had made a basket, and Napa still hasn't made a basket. They have made five free throws in this fourth quarter. Petaluma has two free throws and two field goals and three free throws. And they've continued to maintain a six-point lead. It's fascinating. This game is very close. Napa has never led, but they only trailed by six, Ira.
And play resume. Oda has the ball punched away, taken though by Ruiz over to Hunter. Comes back over now as they spread it to Greenlee. Underneath, a shot up, no good. Oh, gets his rebound. Yep, an in and one. Danny Ruiz with a good offensive rebound. Put it back up off the backboard, got the basket, and also was fouled on the play and will get a free throw opportunity now. As we near the midway mark here in the fourth quarter, Danny Ruiz, one of six seniors, his free throw is good. And that makes it a three-point game. A one-man press used by Spencer Gorman against the Petaluma team as they bring the ball into the forecourt, getting it over to Esteban Bermudez. Bringing now down to the right side and working around good against the Napa defense. And there's a steal by Jack Hunter over to Ruiz. Ruiz to the left of the key, may go all the way. No, he kicks it over to Hunter. He tries the three. This one's no good. Rebound. Ruiz is good. Ruiz was at the right spot for an offensive rebound and just a quick put back, and it's a one-point game, 41-40. And double teaming the player of the ball, and a jump ball is called. And the coach for Petaluma is really irate that they couldn't get away from that double teaming effort. And Antone Lyons off the bench, hands on hips, looking out there, telling his team, move the ball. Well, they get it on the alternate possession. The arrow favors Petaluma this time. Petaluma leads by one. They have the ball. Napa, and the Napa defense again created a turnover as the ball skirts away from Petaluma. Napa with the chance for its first lead in the ball game now. We still have over 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And Oda on the high bounce brings it across the timeline, gets it over to Jack Hunter, well out behind the arc, spreads the offense now as the pass goes to Gorman. Over in the left side, Greenlee, he's open for a three. It's good! Napa has the lead at 43-41 on a three-pointer by Braden Greenlee. Napa quickly gets back into their full court zone pressure now. About a 1-3-1, it looks like. And Petaluma with the ball into the forecourt with 2.5 minutes to go here. There's a turnaround pass underneath. The ball is blocked, but a foul is called, and the shot is good. How he made that, I'm not sure. But Julian Garanen made the basket as he was being fouled, and that tied up the game. So now he has a chance to put Petaluma back in the lead. Ryan Giacomone comes back into the Petaluma lineup as Antone Lyons makes a change. All right, ready for the free throw is Granham, and it is up. It is no good. And the rebound is to Napa Spencer Gorman. Gives to Oda. Oda in the forecourt. Drives the right of the key. Pulls up. Jump shot from 15. And it goes. It rolled around and rolled around. And then nestled in. 45-43. Napa by two. Petaluma in the forecourt. And a whistle. Maybe another foul called against Napa. Foul starting to mount up here in the fourth quarter. That is Ruiz called for the personal foul. That was his third personal foul. The 1-1 is in effect for both teams. Both are in the 1-1 bonus. Neither team yet in the double bonus, however. But at the foul line is Luke Ronhausen. And his free throw is no good. Rebound taken off by Napa's Gorman. Napa with the ball with 2 minutes to go. And they lead by 2 points. And it's Ruiz now bringing it slowly into the forecourt. Man-to-man defense employed by the Trojans. To Oda. Oda looks to Greenlee. Keeps the dribble alive. For now to Ruiz. 10 seconds on the shot clock. A bad pass by Ruiz, and it's intercepted by Petaluma with a minute and a half to go here in regulation. Bermundez to the right. He's going to fire a long one. It's no good. A whistle. And a... think there was a timeout. A timeout asked for. Let's find out about this timeout. And it is just a short 30-second timeout. Here's Dino.
Well, this has been a terrific comeback by the Napa Grizzlies. They were down 41-35, and they've gone on a 10-2 run to take the lead basically for the first time in the game. They took the lead, then Petaluma came back and tied it, then Napa went back out in front. So there's really been just one lead change. Rebounding, Napa is doing a lot better job in this fourth quarter. After three quarters, they were trailing in team rebounding 22-13. But in this fourth quarter, Napa has out-rebounded Petaluma by 6-3, and that has certainly helped the Napa cause. Both teams have played a tremendous game, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in this final 86 seconds. Napa started out this quarter missing their first six shots, but they've made four out of their last five from the floor. They've also made six out of seven free throws, and Petaluma is ready to inbound, Ira.
All right, play resumes now. Napa on the defense. 20 seconds on the shot clock for Petaluma as they work the ball in the left-hand corner. Bringing it around now, working it over to Cortez. Can't get a shot away. Brings it back out to Bermundez. Bringing it around from right to left. Cortez, he fires a three. Good! What a clutch shot there by Ivan Cortez. And that makes it a one-point lead for Petaluma. Napa with the basketball. We have reached the final minute here of the fourth quarter. Oda to the left of the key for Napa. Over to Hunter. And pass goes to Gorman. Back to Hunter, working it around quickly. Those short, quick passes. Comes to Greenlee. Over to Oda. Oda, double team. Gets the pass away to Greenlee just before he fell down. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Greenlee forces it up and in for two. And Napa goes back in the lead by a point with 28 seconds to go. Here's Cortez into the forecourt. They're standing here at Messner. Pass goes to Bermudez, and he's guarded by Oda. 15 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock is off. Bermudez fires a three. It's down. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Napa's ball with 6 seconds to go. Napa gets the ball. They lead by 1 point, 47-46. They'll have the ball in the backcourt. And we will probably see an intentional foul there. But you never know what. They're going to put a lot of pressure on the inbounds pass. That is for sure. And that has to be careful. The pass does not get intercepted.
I would say the strategy would be to try and intercept the inbounds pass. And then if you can't do that, immediately foul. But don't make it an intentional foul in the sense that Napa gets the free throws and the ball. Make it just a good, solid foul.
and get Napa to the free throw line. But Napa's been terrific in their free throw shooting tonight. They have made 8 out of 9 from the free throw line in this game. So it's not a great bet to get Napa on the free throw line. And they really don't have a chance to be picky. That's Petaluma, that is. They don't have to, they can't be picky on who they foul. They need to foul the first guy that they can, because they can't let Napa run out the time before a foul is made. So for Napa, the idea is to try and inbound the ball to someone who is a good free throw shooter so that they can get on the line and make the free throws. But if Napa makes two, that's still just a 3-point lead. So there still could be time for Petaluma.
Napa would be in the 1-1 bonus, and it's going to be Jack Hunter to trigger the inbound. He has Greenlee there and Oda in the backcourt. And there's a long pass into the forecourt. They get it down there to Gorman, and he's fouled right away with 4.1 seconds. I thought it was interesting in that we'll find out this weekend about the pairings for the section basketball. But Napa relegated to Division One, and Vintage in Division Two, Petaluma also in Division Two, and American Canyon in Division Two. Sonoma Valley in Division Three, Justin Sin in Division Four. All right, here's Gorman. Free throw is up. Good! He gets the bonus. Gorman makes it a 2-point game, 4.1 seconds to go. So that's plenty of time for Petaluma to come down and get off a shot. Gorman can make it a 3-point lead now if he makes the basket. His free throw is up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Petaluma. There's a pass to midcourt. And there's a shot with 1 second to go. It banks in. It goes in at the buzzer by Liam Gottschalk for the win. A 3-point shot that banked in right at the buzzer.
What a tremendous play by Petaluma. And in watching that second free throw, it looked like Gorman definitely missed it deliberately. He bounced it off the front of the rim, but Petaluma was able to get the rebound, get the ball down court quickly, and get a great shot at a three-pointer, and he nailed it. And a terrific victory for Petaluma, a heartbreaking loss for the Napa Grizzlies.
Wow, what a game, though. What a comeback by Napa. We'll be back with the recap of the ball game and the final shooting stats in the contest. Well, it's the old bugaboo getting unplugged at a ball game. You sure when that's going to happen, but it happens. We're here at the desk, at the official scorer's desk. And when the game's over, why, surely, you know, unplug the scoreboard and unplug the different things and unplug the radio station.
Unplug the radio station. I'm thinking of devising something where our cord is surrounded by a bunch of mouse traps, so that if somebody tries to unplug us, they get their fingers snapped or something, because it's happened more times than I can count. You know, at the end of having kept the scoreboard for 3 games, the scoreboard operator is ready to get out of Dodge. He unplugs the scoreboard, but he unplugs us. But I'm glad we're back now.
Okay, well, we're not only back, but Kyle Foster is here. And what a job this guy does. And what a ball game that was with the last-second shot winning it for Petaluma after they had led for practically the entire game. And what a loss for Napa. Just a really tough defeat. But they came back, showed they had some spirit there, and nearly won the ball game. So, Kyle, who were the leading scorers for Napa?
Danny Ruiz in his final game here at Napa High with 14 points, a lot of which came in the second half. Then you had Logan Van Zandt, another senior, have 10 points. Those were the two leading scorers. And then Braden Greenlee ended the night with 9 points, and Jack Hunter, 8.
Yeah, Greenlee, he was boxed in. They used a box one on him much of the game.
Yeah, I mean, he's the leading scorer in the league for a reason, right? So you got to do something to stop him, and Petaluma did a good job of that tonight.
Indeed. Well, let's find out how they shot. Here's Dino to tell us about that.
So let's look at the shooting stats, the team shooting for both squads for the game. For the Petaluma Trojans, they were at almost 50%. They made 18 out of 41, which is actually about 44% shooting, which is excellent. They were 6 out of 13 from three-point range, which is 46%. And the last one was a dagger, the game-winning shot at the buzzer. Not great free throw shooting, but passable. Petaluma, 7 out of 14 from the free throw line. So that's how they got their 49 points. For the Napa Grizzlies, they ended up putting up 47 field goal attempts and making 17 of them. They were 5 out of 12 from three-point range, 42% there. And they missed only two free throws. They were 9 out of 11 for the game. And I will go to my grave saying that that last miss was a deliberate miss free throw. I think what he was trying to do is bounce it off the rim, have Napa get the rebound, and have that last second tick off the clock, or last couple of seconds, but didn't quite work out that way. Great free throw shooting for Napa. Turnovers, 14 for Petaluma, 15 for Napa. So both teams keeping their turnovers to a manageable level, considering how hard fought this game was defensively. On assists, Petaluma had a remarkable 12 assists on their 18 made baskets. The Napa Grizzlies had 6 assists on their 17 made baskets. The rebounding favored Petaluma by 26 to 19. Petaluma blocked one shot. The Napa Grizzlies blocked 2 Petaluma shots. Petaluma was first to score. The score then changed hands on 4 occasions, all in the final minutes, as Petaluma had led wire to wire until about 4 minutes to go. When Napa took the lead, Petaluma went back into the lead. Napa got back into the lead, and then Petaluma won it right at the buzzer. So 4 lead changes, and the score was tied on 3 other occasions. Petaluma's biggest lead of the game was 10. And yet Napa was able to come back from that to actually take the lead. Napa never led by more than 2 points on the 2 occasions that they had the lead. It was by 2 points at 43-41, and then at 48-46, right before Petaluma got the game winner. But a fantastic game. I know it probably feels like a bitter defeat to the Napa players, but my golly, they played their hearts out, and it was just a tremendous finish. And I hope that after, you know, that tomorrow they'll be able to look at it as a really terrific performance, especially coming back from that 10-point deficit against a fine Petaluma team.
Okay, Dino, well, thank you for the summary as far as the shooting statistics on the game. Napa trailed 14-7 at the end of the first quarter and was down 20-14 at halftime at a low-scoring first half, then came back to within 4 at the end of 3 quarters, 34-30, and then actually took the lead, as you heard, in the final minute of the game, only to have that last-second long 3-point basket give Petaluma their 17th win against 8 losses. They go to 8-3 in the league. Season probably ends for Napa High at 7 wins and 19 losses, finishing at 3-9 in league play. It was senior night, and a good night for the seniors. They all got to play. And the last week of regular season winter sports, the first week of spring sport practices. So we move on.
We do move on for Napa, and I imagine that at least a few of these players will be playing some of the spring sports, and that'll help take away the pain of losing this game, because they'll be probably heading off to baseball practice as soon as possible, like maybe tomorrow.
You want to have a player of the game there, Dino?
Greenlee played his usual great game. They were really double-teaming him, doing their best to hold him down. He still got 9 points. Ruiz had 14, was the leading scorer, and made several great plays in that second half. Danny Ruiz, as my guy for this game.
I'm going to go with Gorman. I thought he played a heck of a game off the backboard. No, he's a hustler. It's fun to watch him out there. He just plays hard all the way. So that's pretty much our story. Dino, thanks a lot for joining us in your commentary along with the game statistics.
Always a pleasure, Ira. I love high school basketball and having a chance to come and watch it for free. And all I have to do for my price of admission is scribble down a few numbers on a piece of paper. Sounds good to me. So I guess I get the impression we will not have a broadcast on Friday night as we had originally planned possibly to have. So, but on Saturday, I'll be hosting the Sports Line, and our young friend Kyle Foster will be my guest, and we should have plenty to talk about. Unfortunately, the pairings won't come out till Sunday, so there may be some speculation involved on our part if we're talking about the pairings, but there'll be plenty of other local high school sports action to talk about.
And our thanks to our engineer, Sean Tucker. Thank you. Back at the station. Sorry about the little technical glitch we had at the end of the game there, but when you lose power, that is what happens. And, of course, our big thanks go out to our KVON sports boosters. They're the ones that make it possible. So that is the end of regular season for Napa High, and our thanks to you that have been listening to our broadcast throughout. Stay tuned because we have a lot more sports that will be coming your way on KVON. This is Ira C. Smith at the Messner Gym, reminding you our final in this one, the Petaluma Trojans 49 and the Napa High Grizzlies 48.